弟兄姊妹，主你必平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
请打开创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
早晨想同弟兄姊妹交通亚伯拉罕同埋佢嘅祭坛。
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters in regards to Abraham and his altars.
愿意喺亚伯拉罕同佢祭坛这个功课上边，我哋学习这个奉献嘅功课。
Through the lesson of the altars that are built by Abraham, for us to learn in terms of the matter of offering or dedication.
Consecration. 十三章第三到第四节。
We'll begin with Genesis chapter 13, verses 3 to 4.
他从南地渐渐往伯特去。睇第十二章先啊，第十二章啊。
Sorry, actually, let's go back to chapter 12 first.
第十二章第六节。
Beginning of chapter 12 verse 6.
亚伯兰经过了那地，到了示剑地方，摩利橡树那里，那是迦南人住在那地。
Abram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was there in the land.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
The Lord appeared to Abram and said, To your descendants I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him.
第八节。从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山支搭帐棚，西边是希伯利，东边是艾。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
Verse 8 says, Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord.
第十三章第三节。
Now let's turn to chapter 13, beginning with verse 3.
他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和艾的中间，就是从前支搭帐棚的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方。他又在那里求告耶和华的名。
Verse 3 and 4. He went on his journeys from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai.To the place of the altar which he had made there formerly, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord.
第十三章第十八节。
Then verse 18 of chapter 13.
亚伯兰就搬了帐棚，来到希伯伦曼尼的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Then Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, and there.Which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord.
跟住我翻到第二十二章。
Then let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
第九节。
Beginning with verse 9.
二十二章第九节。
Chapter 22, verse 9.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子。以撒放在坛的柴上。
Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there, and arranged the wood, and bound his son Isaac, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
亚伯拉罕给那地方起名。叫耶和华以勒。
And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh.
直到今日，人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
And the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mountain of the Lord it will be provided.
请打开新约圣经罗马书十二章第一节。
Then let's turn to the New Testament, the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
你们如此侍奉，乃是第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神善良、纯全、可喜喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
圣经我们就暂时读这么多。
So we'll end our reading of the scriptures temporarily here.
大部分弟兄姊妹都是查考紧这个创世纪。
Now most of the brethren who are here for Bible study are studying the book of Genesis.
虽然有点快有点慢，不过我相信亚伯拉罕这一卷大家已经查过了。
There are some groups who are progressing very quickly. There are others who are progressing slower. But I'm sure that we've already passed through the section that studies the person of Abraham.
在亚伯拉罕一生的里边呢，大家都晓得他筑了四座的坛。
And we know that in the entire life of Abraham, he constructed four altars.
在圣经里边记载呢，他五次在坛面前要祷告。
In the Bible, it records that he came before the altars on five separate occasions to offer a prayer going to God.
他却是起了四座的坛。
Although he only built four altars.
第一次呢，就是他在这个事件这个地方。
The second time,
which, 第一次、就是、
the first time, was, where, it was at Shechem.
就是刚才我们讲到在创世纪第十二章的第六节。
Which is recorded for us what we read earlier, Genesis chapter 12 verse 6.
就是当他出了黑兰进到迦南地的时候。
And that's after he had left Ur and was about to enter into Canaan.
当他进到迦南地的境界第一个地方就是示剑。
The first place that he came to as he entered into the land of Canaan was the place called Shechem.
这个时候呢，耶和神再向他重新来显现。
And there God Jehovah appeared to Abraham once again.
我要将这个地赐给你和你的后裔。
And God told him that is to to your descendants that I will give this land.
神在先前已经同他讲过这件事情，在这个时候再同他确认这件事。
Now prior to that, God had already revealed this to Abraham, but here in this particular incident, God confirmed it to him.
咁圣经就记载，亚伯兰就喺嗰度为向佢显现嘅耶和华建筑咗第一座嘅坛。
And the Bible is very clear that because of this appearance of God Jehovah, it says that Abraham therefore built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him.
我哋必须留意喺佢每次筑坛之前或之后发生嘅事情。
We need to see what had happened just before.Each and every time that he built an altar, and what had happened after he built the altar.
他在什么属灵的光景底下来筑这个坛?
What type of a spiritual condition was Abraham in when he built those altars?
在十二章第八节那里有讲到，他从这里即是示剑，他又迁到伯特利东边的山，就在伯特利那里呢，就为耶和华筑了一座坛，投告耶和华的名。
Now this scriptural passage goes on to tell us that.From that point, then he proceeded there to the mountain on the east of Bethel, and there he pitched his tent, and he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord.
第二座坛的记载是十分简单，并没有记载当中发生了什么事。
Now, the second recording of his building an altar is very, very concise and very simple. It doesn't really tell us what has happened really previously, just prior to that, or what happened just after that.
第十三章的第三节，我们很容易误会就是第三座坛，这个不是第三座坛。
Then we can go on to chapter 13, and then again it talks about the altar, and quite often many of us misconstrue that this is the third altar that he built, but it's not.
在中间发生了一件事情，就是在那里有饥荒，所以他们就落到埃及。在埃及的时候，亚伯兰就在那里犯了很大的错误。
And so, prior to this particular moment of time, there was a great famine. And so therefore, Abram at that time brought his family to the land of Egypt. And in the land of Egypt, Abram actually committed a great sin.
需要神一个伸手将他从埃及拯救出来。
And which required God to extend his hand to be able to bring Abram and his family out from the land of Egypt back to the land of Canaan.
因为时间缘故，我哋唔会再细讲，大家可以翻去睇。
We're not going to go into the great details of that entire incident, so hope that brothers and sisters will take the time to read through it on your own.
13章3节就话佢翻翻到佢以前第二个筑坛嘅地方，喺嗰度嚟到呼求耶和华嘅名。
But in Genesis chapter 13, it tells us that he returned to the place of the altar that he had made formerly. And there, Abram called on the name of the Lord. So this was a case where Abram actually returned to an altar that he has previously built, and there he called out to the name of the Lord.
去到13章18节。
And then we come to Genesis chapter 13, verse 18.
他在希伯伦马利的橡树那里为耶和华筑的座坛。
And it was by the oath of Mamre, which is in Hebron, that he built another altar to the Lord.
中间发生了一件事情，就是他和罗德要分开。
There was another incident that just happened prior to this, and that incident centered on him separating from Lot and dividing up their possessions.
然后我们就跳了很远，就去到第22章。
Then we jump further along, not until we come to Genesis chapter 22.
13章和22章中间，在亚伯兰身上边发生了很多事情。
Between chapter 13, where we were just at, to chapter 22, where we are now at, there occurred many, many instances concerning the person of Abram.
在中间，亚伯兰有好，亚伯拉罕有好多嘅失败，都有好多嘅见证。
Now, in between, during that duration of a period of time, Abraham had many failings and had many defeats.
他曾经用自己的方法来生了这个20马力。
And he, utilizing his own method, gave birth to his son.
他也都按着神的吩咐，神的恩典，来生了他的儿子以撒。
But then, also, by God's way and through God's way, he also gave birth to a second son, which is Isaac.
所以在这当中发生很多事情，到22章尾，他就将他儿子带到摩利亚山上，我就神的吩咐，献为燔祭。
So many things happened during that period of time, but then we come to chapter 22, and here Abraham brings his son Isaac up to the mountains and is about to sacrifice him.
这个就是一个很快这四个坛所筑的背景。
And so there he built an altar. And then this now is a recounting of the four different altars that Abraham built.
坛是什么意思呢?
What is the definition of an altar anyways?
我们晓得当你读旧约的时候，你发觉有祭坛的地方，第一就有祭牲。
Wherever we find the recording of an altar, there must be an object of sacrifice.
这个是藉着祭牲，人与神相交的地方。
Now, this is a place where there is communication or fellowship between man and God.
是一个敬拜神的地方。
It is a place of worship, worshiping God.
是一个求告神的地方。
It is a place where you go and inquire of God.
在燔祭这件事情的上面，读到 后面的这个摩西五经就更多的详细告诉我们燔祭是怎样。
Later on, at the end of the Pentateuch, which is the five books of Moses, then we find out even in greater detail what the definition of a sacrifice is.
这个燔祭呢，原来祭有很多种，有些是赎罪祭，有些是燔祭。
Now, there are many objects of sacrifice. This object of sacrifice could be for a burnt offering. Another object of sacrifice could be for a blood offering, a guilt offering.
这里就讲到是燔祭，是 burnt offering.
Here it talks about burnt offering.
原来当你献燔祭的时候，无论你有钱好，没钱好，有钱你就买牛羊，没钱你就是这个烹鸠。
So whether you are wealthy or not, you're obligated to offer up burnt offerings. And the object of the burnt offerings, if you are wealthy, can be in the form of cattle or a sheep. If you're not wealthy, you could be in the form of a pigeon or a dove.
但獻的方法都一樣,你不可以獻半隻,你是要全隻來獻上。
But the means of offering is the same, meaning that you cannot just offer up half of an animal or a sacrifice, you must offer it as a whole.
朝早獻上一隻,晚間也獻上一隻。
In the morning, you offer up one whole sacrifice, in the evening, you offer up a second whole offering.
这个祭身不断就放到这个祭坛上边。
And so the object of sacrifice, the subject of sacrifice is placed upon the altar and is offered and burnt.
并且这个祭身要完全被烧成灰。
And this object of sacrifice must be burnt to the ends, to ashes, burnt to the ashes.
很多时候,这个在新约里面对我来说是什么呢?
Now, what does that mean to us in the New Testament?
在新約裡面,我們都不再需要起祭壇。
We don't construct altars today in the New Testament time.
但是在我們今天在新約裡面的人,我們裡面必須有一個祭壇。
But for us here who live in the New Testament time, we must have an altar constructed within our hearts.
我們裡面有沒有一個意願,我想要到神面前來?
Do we even have the thought that I must come before God each and every day to come and pray to him?
不单只是祷告,
but not, it's not just about praying.
这个是第一步,有很多人我相信,甚至有些人连祷告都没有。
This might be what people understand whenever we come to God that we pray. Other people may not even pray at all.
我们会以为这个坛是敬拜神的地方,单单敬拜神的地方。
And we think of the altar as being solely a place of worship. So that's the only place that we would worship God.
如果我们以为这个单单敬拜的地方,那我们就错了。
But if we think that that is only used as a place of worship to God, then we are wrong.
因为你来到坛跟面前,你就敬拜,离开坛你就不用敬拜。
If we have that concept, that means that we would have a worshipful heart whenever we come before the altar. And once we leave the altar, then that heart of worship is taken away or is removed.
刚才我们来读到罗马书12章第一节那里这么讲。
But earlier in chapter 12 of Romans, it tells us there.
他说,你们将身体献上当作活祭,是圣洁的。
It says that to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, it is acceptable to God and is also our spiritual service of worship.
是的,这个是spiritual service of worship, 属灵的侍奉,或属灵的敬拜。
Specifically, it says here, it's a spiritual service, or it is a spiritual worship.
原来敬拜呢? 不是只是我到坛前来讲一些话,那就是敬拜。
So worship is not solely coming before an object and in, at that moment in time saying certain words.
在基督教的圈子里面,我很容易将这个星期日九点或十点到十一点这段时间叫敬拜时间。
In Christendom, in Christianity today, it's very easy for us to restrict worship time as being, oh, it's from 9 to 11 or it's from 10 to 11.
但在罗马书十二章里告诉我们,将你的身体献上,这是一个敬拜。
But here in Romans chapter 12 verse 1, it tells us that we are to present our bodies as a living holy sacrifice. And this, then, is a spiritual worship.
并且这个是合理的,你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
It is acceptable, God. It is something that we should do.
是一个地方亦做是reasonable。
In another translation, it tells us that it's a reasonable service.
即是说,我们躺着不是这样来服侍主,不是这样来敬拜主的时候,是不合理的。
That means that if we don't do this, then it is not acceptable.
或者我们回来看亚伯拉罕,他怎么样在一生里面来学习这个敬拜,这个奉献的功夫。
So let's go back to the person of Abraham and learn from him this lesson that he had to learn about offering himself up entirely, his entire life, as a service of worship. Now again, within his lifetime, he constructed four altars.
每一次佢都係將自己嚟奉獻俾主。
And each time when we read that he offered or he constructed an altar, he offered himself up to God at that particular moment.
第二咧喺呢啲嘅奉獻底下咧，佢係不斷嘅更新自己。
That's the first point. The second point is that he continued to he gave himself, he consecrated himself continually each and every time he made the altar.
喺嗰度每一次咧都係向前走一步。
And each time he was able to progress or grow an extra step.
冇前边嗰三个祭坛就冇最尾去献以撒嘅呢一个祭坛。
If there was no incidences of building three previous altars, he would never have been able to build that fourth altar where he offered up his son as a sacrifice.
呢个数目咧系地上边嘅数目。
Now numbers, of course, is what we recount here on earth.
系指住地上边嘅数目，好似地上边咧有东南西北啊，系四个方向。
So there are just like the directions east, west, north, and south. There are four different directions. There are four altars.
如果少咗个方向咧，东南西冇咗北，我就觉得唔完全。
Without one of the directions, let's say you take out the east. Well, if you have west, north, and south, it's not quite complete.
地上边嘅数目还有我哋春夏秋冬四季。
And we also have four seasons. That's complete.
如果冇咗一个季节咧，我觉得系唔完全嘅。
Without any one season, then we seem that is not quite complete.
所以神咧就按着呢个四个祭坛咧，将亚伯拉罕带到完全嘅地步。
So here God used these four altars to be able to bring Abraham into completion.
喺我哋读呢个圣经咧，摩西五经吓第四卷系民数记。
The fourth book of the Pentateuch is Numbers.
是讲到以色列人在这个旷野的路程，最终他们进入到迦南地。
It records for us the Israelites wandering in the wilderness. It tells us of that last portion of time just before they enter into the land of Canaan.
所以呢神就藉着这个四个祭坛引这个亚伯兰进入完全的地步。
Similarly, God uses these four altars to bring Abraham into completion.
你睇第一个祭坛。
So let's look at the first altar.
当神有吩咐亚伯兰要出吾尔嘅时候咧，佢系遵着神嘅命出去，行信心嘅道路出去嘅。
Now, when God instructed Abram at that time to leave Ur, by faith. He called him out, and Abraham went forth by faith.
第六节就系十二章六节，当亚伯兰到咗事件，我知道事件就系迦南地。
Now in verse 6 of chapter 12, it says that Abram then passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem, and by arriving at the city of Shechem, he knew that he was now in the land of Canaan.
神就立刻同佢嚟到讲话。
So immediately God spoke to him.
我要将呢个地赐俾你同埋你嘅后裔。
To your descendants, I will give this land, says God.
咁亚伯兰就喺嗰度起咗第一座坛。
And it was there then that Abram built the first altar.
呢个好似喺我哋属灵初信主嘅日子都系咁样。
Now this mirrors exactly like our spiritual birth.
当你初信主嘅时候，神同你讲话。
When you first accepted the Lord, God speaks to you.
神对你又真又活嘅。
God is real and living to you at that time.
神对我哋咧好似初生嘅 BB 咁样样。我有咩求，佢就即刻回应我哋嘅。
And just like a newborn, whatever it is that we ask, God responds and grants whatever He desires.
神讲唔切嘅就将自己要话俾我哋听。
And God wants so much to just tell you each and everything about Himself.
好让我哋知道佢系又真又活嘅神。
And very concretely, we come to realize He is a real and living God.
所以当亚伯兰一踏足喺迦南地嘅时候，神就即刻同佢显现。
So that's why the moment that Abram stepped foot in the land of Canaan, God spoke to him.
神就同佢讲话：，个就系我，你当初系凭信心嚟嘅，而家呢个地你已经到咗啦。
And he says, you came from you got up and left your household by faith. Well, now you have come to the place of promise.
亚伯兰嘅反应就系捉一座坛。
And Abram's response was he built an altar.
当神同你讲话嘅时候，你有咩反应？第一个反应系咩反应
？What is your very first response to God when God speaks to you？
如果神同你讲话，你会唔会 听咗，咁你就行咗去。
If God was speaking to you, would you just let it come in one ear and out the other?
如果系好个人同你讲话，我相信每一个人都唔会咁样。
I'm sure that if God spoke to you on a personal level, none of us would ignore him.
你会同佢回应佢系咪
？You would at least respond, right?
啊，你会感恩。
You would give thanks.
你会祷告，你会敬拜佢。
You would pray. You would worship him.
我相信呢个喺我哋每一个人初信日子，我都经历过呢一个。
I'm sure that each one of us, by passing through the initial phases of our salvation, we have experienced that ourselves.
当神向我哋讲话嘅时候，我哋好自然就嚟到神面前，嚟到敬拜，嚟到祷告。你要感恩的。
When God speaks to us, it's a very natural response from us that we would pray to Him, give thanks to Him, worship Him.
在事件的地方，它有一个事件的字，熟灵的意思就是它字的解释是肩膀的意思。
The name Shechem has a spiritual meaning to it. The name of Shechem means to shoulder.
是的，就是 shoulder。它的意思，佢事件呢个意思就是肩膀。
The very definition of the name Shechem is to shoulder。
阿伯拿带住好多财物嚟到一个陌生嘅地方。
Now Abram brought his earthly possessions along with him, and he has come to this new place。
相信嗰度好多嘅人都喺嗰度望住佢，啊呢个咩人嚟嘅吓？生活同我哋唔一样。
I'm sure that as he arrived in the new place, many of the locals would have looked at him and wondered, what type of person is he? Because certainly he would stand out from the locals.
阿伯拉罕在那里没人没物，里面都有一些陌生或者有些惧怕。
I'm sure that being in a new environment, there is some anxiety in Abram, some fear possibly in Abram.
这些人会不会对我不利呢？
Will these individuals deal with me in a wicked way?
So he took up the altar, not only to thank God, but to give his own self to God.
So when he built his altar, it wasn't merely just to give thanks to God, but it was also to commit himself to God. God was going to be his protector.
He had no way to protect himself.
He had no means to be able to protect himself completely.
既然是神带他出来的，他晓得神就必然负他的责任。
Since he knew that God was the one that led him out, he also knew that God would be the one to protect him.
我们这个人最大的问题就是觉得我自己能够作自己，作成自己的事。
Our biggest problem for us on a personal basis is that we think that we are capable.
我是从来没有觉得自己不得的。
Never once have we thought that we couldn't do something.
但当有一天我发觉自己不得的时候，
But one day when we come to a point and we realize, I can't do this.
你就能唯有那时候才能够谦卑到神的面前。
Only then would you be humbled to come before God.
承认自己不得。
And to be able to confess, I can't do it, God.
我需要神成为我的肩膀。
I need God as my protector.
需要神将我来抱过去。
I need God to shoulder me.
因为我对这个属地的环境太熟了。
Because I'm unfamiliar with these new surroundings.
所以我晓得用人的方法去处理人的事情。
We know whenever we're in that situation to utilize certain methods. You know, we can say man's methods to deal with certain circumstances.
我就觉得我们从来不需要将自己来献上给神。
We might never think, oh, I need to offer, I don't need to consecrate. We might never think, I need to consecrate myself to God.
我讲一个例子给大家听。
Let me give you an example.
我这份工呢，今年呢，我现在做的这份工，我今年是第30年的。
This is my 30th year in my current job.
即是同一份工，我做的第30年。
This is my 30th year at the same job.
我眯埋眼都识做。
So that means I can close my eyes and I can just deal with everything by rote.
我好少为我的工作祷告。
I very seldom actually pray about my work.
但最近。
But more recently,
我一個禮拜要做80個鐘，我諗我嗰個禮拜好似唔止做80個鐘，我試過一日咧瞓得4個鐘頭，我做20個鐘頭嘢。
Talking about working 80 hours a week, I think I work more than 80 hours a week more recently. I think I had 4 hours of sleep each and every day. And the rest of the time, that means I did work for 20 hours a day.
Ah, 有一日,
one day.
有些人事问题发生啊。
Some things happened.
是我没办法搞定啊。
It was things beyond my control.
然之后外边咧有个客人咧神经都唔系几正常啊，嘈冤巴闭。聽日又要嚟搞啦！哇，嗰晚我真係瞓唔著啊，點搞咧？外憂外患啊
！And so then there was a customer who was raising a ruckus, and you know, it's just kind of crazy things. And I knew that he was going to come back the next day, and I would have to deal with him again. And so that night, I just tossed and turned. I just couldn't fall asleep.
啊，到半夜我要起身祈禱。
To a point where in the middle of the night, I had to get up in order to pray.
即係。兩件事情都唔關我事嘅，但我又要去解決，但我又解決不了嘅。
Now both of these things happen. Some things out of my control happen, and then this my customer, I couldn't control any of it. I couldn't deal with any of it, and so I was without help. I was helpless.
嗰啲人事問題咧，搞到就嚟爆炸噶啦。
The problems with personalities, I proved those other issues I couldn't control. They were escalating to a point where something was going to explode.
咁呢個客人嘅問題呢，總之同佢講嚟講去講嚟都講到順息，唔知講咗幾多個鐘頭都解決唔到。
And then this issue about this other customer, I spent so much time going through this, going through that, explaining this, explaining that, he just couldn't accept it and there was no resolution in sight.
嗰晚呢我就好似呢個雅各嚟到嗰個渡口一樣同神摔跤。
And so that evening, I imagine I was just like Jacob,who was at the brook and who was there, who was wrestling with God.
我又將呢件事情交託俾神。
All I could do was to offer up these matters into God's hands.
如果神唔幫助我呢，我冇辦法。
I knew that if God didn't help me, I was going to be helpless.
我一朝早返去。
Next morning I woke, I went to work.
返到公司，兩個問題半個鐘頭內全部解決曬。
Within half an hour's time,Both issues resolved themselves.
好似神改變咗佢嘅心咁樣。
It was as if God changed that man's heart.
嗰兩個呢個人士呢個咩啊？全部好似個心好似一個裂，全部解曬，半個鐘頭都唔係我做啲咩嘢就解決咗。
And the personalities that were in conflict, it seems that there was a change of heart there. Within half an hour, I didn't even do anything.But God changed the circumstances.
我就知道神喺嗰度嚟到掌權。
And I knew that God was sovereign there.
並且神係聽禱告嘅神。
More so that God listened to prayers.
喺嗰度亞伯蘭裏邊一個心，佢覺得喺嗰度邊個能夠托住我咧？就係神喺嗰度嚟到扶持佢。
Abram was there, and he thought to himself, "Who would be able to shoulder me or carry me through this period of time?" He knew that only God can.
在第一個祭壇之後，聖經就記載到他來到落遷移到伯特利東邊的山支搭帳棚。
Right after this recording of him building an altar, the Bible records for us that he proceeded from there to the mountains on the east of Bethel, and there he pitched his tent.
在這裡提到帳棚的事情。
Now it says that he pitched his tent.
那裡有祭壇，有帳棚，跟著有祭壇。又有帳棚。
If you look at the sequence or the series of events, he came to a place where he pitched his tent, then he built an altar. Then he proceeded to another place where he pitched his tent, and then he built another altar.
我曉得喺亞伯蘭嘅身上邊，亞伯拉罕身上邊係一個祭壇同埋帳棚嘅人生。
We know that looking now at Abraham, Abraham was a man of the altar and a man of the tent.
唔可能一個人佢有祭壇嘅人生，卻冇帳棚嘅人生。
It's impossible for anyone to be a man of altar without also being a man of tent.
亦都唔可能只有帳棚嘅人生而冇祭壇嘅人生。
Conversely, is also true. You cannot be a sojourner having tents only without also being a man of altar.
因为祭坛是指着你向神的态度、你的奉献、你的敬拜。
Because an altar signifies the heart attitude that you have towards God, that your worship, your consecration to God.
帐篷是指着你生活的态度。
The tent denotes or refers to your attitude of how you live.
当人将自己放在神的手上边的时候，佢必然影响到佢日常嘅生活。
Once an individual places himself into the hand of God for his sovereignty, then that will affect how he lives day by day.
所以这两件事情一定是连在一起的。
So these two things are linked together.
这有一个好的例子，亚伯兰、亚伯拉罕就是一个帐篷和祭坛的人生。
This is such a wonderful example for us. Abraham was a man of the tent and also the man of the altar.
这里另外一个人呢，他只是一个帐篷的人生，却没有祭坛的人生。
Now there is another man that is only a man of the tent, but is not a man of the altar.
是谁？罗德。
Do we know who he is? His name was Lot.
因为他将他的眼注目在地上边一齐。
Because this records that Lot surveyed, looked around the environment to see what was good.
他的心和眼睛亚伯拉罕和地上边一齐，他从来没有想过起意去要足坛去敬拜神。
He was always a part of the family of Abram, rode on his coattails, never thinking to himself that he had to also construct and build an altar to God himself.
所以他跟随的只不过跟随神，并非跟随人，他只是跟随人，并非跟随神。
So therefore, he was only one who followed after man without ever being someone who follows after God.
所以慢慢他就生了根在地上边。
So that's why slowly but surely he took root to this earth.
倘若我们跟随人的时候，始终我们对人会失望的。
But whenever we become a follower of man, we pursue man, pretty soon that man will disappoint you.
罗德就是一个这样的例子。
And Lot is the perfect example of that.
他的心慢慢就生根在地上边。
In his heart, slowly but surely, he put down roots into this world.
今天究竟我们有没有将自己奉献给主？
So today, have we consecrated ourselves to the Lord?
将我的主权交给主？
Have we committed our future to God?
不单止我们的自己、我们的家、我们的家产，我们交了给主。
Not just ourselves, but what about our family? What about our earthly possessions? Have we committed it all to the Lord?
倘若是的话，如果是这样，if that was the case,
have we taken on living a life of living in tents, being a sojourner?
我们就来要去冬令会了。
We're about to go to the winter conference.
我们很少说带大床去的。
Now, you don't hear of anybody bringing their mattresses over to the conference too.
你都是打一些简单的东西，我是在那里学习过帐篷人生。
You bring the essentials, right? Because there, one of the lessons is to learn, to be a sojourner.
但不单止是在那三天，我们日常应该是一个帐篷人生的生活。
But to be a man of tents, to live in tents, that attitude is not just for the 3 days at winter conference, that holds true for each and every one of our days.
亚伯拉罕怎么能够如此呢?
How was Abraham able to live that type of a life?
其实他也有很多财物的，你看一下前面他有很多财物。
In actuality, if you read through the descriptions, the Bible records that he had many possessions, much possessions.
但在希伯来书告诉我们，因为他是想望那座天上边有根基的城。
But the book of Hebrews records for us something of Abraham's heart, that in his heart, he was looking forward to that city with foundations.
所以呢，他就不看得重地上边这个所有的财物，那些对于他来讲是可以没有根基的。So
that is why he was able to dismiss the many possessions that he would have without putting emphasis on it, because he knew that none of the things that he possessed had true foundations.
有钱不是问题。
It's not a problem to be wealthy.
啊，但你唔可以将呢个财物或者其他你所宝贵嘅嘢放喺神之前之上。
But you cannot place wealth or anything else, any other object or person before God.
今日我睇见咧，好多人咧将好多嘢放唔低嘅。
When I look around today, we see many people who have many precious things that they are unwilling to let go of.
唔使讲啲好紧要嘅嘢啊。
Never mind about serious or very important things.
如果有啲人讲个手机啊，你收咗佢啊，或者佢唔见咗，变咗佢哋周身唔聚财，总之佢就好唔舒服，因为佢手机里边有好多佢嗰啲关系啊，嗰啲相啊，嗰啲唔知仲有啲咩嘢喺里边啊。
But just very simply, look at your cell phone or your PDA, whatever electronic device you might have. If you lose it, if it's misplaced, you would be jumping up and down. Why? Because what that little electronic device has is a lot of your connections, is a lot of your possessions, what you own, what you're connected to.
啊，而家好多人嘅手上边有个 iPad 或者个 Android 嘅，唔知乜乜乜吓，唔知咩 pad 咁啊。
There are many people who have an iPad, who might have an Android phone.
因为我好习惯啦，去边度都带住佢。啊，冇咗边，如果唔见咗佢咧，话唔知摆边度就系周身唔聚财。
We are so accustomed to having it with us all the time wherever we go. If we're without it, it's like I'm lost.
啊，仲有啲啊后生仔吓。
Many of the younger people.
嗰啲 Facebook 啊，吓嗰啲叫脸书啊，嗰啲你话我要攞咗去啊。嗰日咧唔同嗰啲朋友半夜倾偈咧，佢又周身唔聚财。
What if you took Facebook away from them? If you removed it, they're not able to have access to all their friends. They can't get online and be able to communicate with their friends in the middle of the night. They would be without rest.
我听讲有啲细路仔喺屋企话将个 internet 冇咗啊，发咗神经都得啊。
I've heard of incidences where people went crazy because they were without internet connection at their homes for a period of time.
你话如果攞咗一本圣经，佢就冇乜所谓。
But what if we took away your Bible? Oh well.
佢冇咁紧张。
No one would care. I'm without my Bible today.
所以无怪乎希伯来书嗰度话，你唔好学以扫啊。喺以扫嗰度咧，生咗好多咁咩啊，淫乱嘅毒根。佢话有毒根啊喺嗰度。
And so just like in Hebrews, do not be like Esau, where there are roots of bitterness.
所讲嘅呢啲就系毒根，苦毒嘅根。
These are roots of bitterness。
呢啲咁嘅嘢咧，全部喺度抓住我哋嘅心。
Those things there are constrains us。
真系噶，你好多时我哋口讲我将神放第一位，但你唔见本圣经，你冇乜所谓。啊，你唔见咗好嗰啲咁嘅嘢，你觉得咧啊个心唔知点样七上八落，揦住晒。
Oftentimes it's very easy for us to say, "Oh yeah, I put the Lord in first place." But if someone took away your Bible, you won't even notice it.But if someone took away all these other things from you, oh my goodness, everything is out the window.
你知道你要遷移一棵樹咧，好難啊！有冇試過種一棵樹要喐佢好難
？If you want to move a tree after it's been planted, it's very difficult. Have you ever experienced that?
但如果你將嗰棵植物擺個盆裏邊咧，你喐佢咧就比較容易一啲。
If you had a plant though that was in a bowl.That you have planted, it's very easy for you to move that to another location, right?
所以我哋知道阿伯拉罕咧唔系一个种树嘅人嚟，佢就种都种喺盆栽里边，有嘅时候佢都攞埋走。我哋屋企一种树就唔系咁嘅啊。
So we know that Abraham was not that way. At the very least, if he did plant anything at all, he would have planted into a planter, and that way he can move that plant to wherever he's going to go. We're not like that, though. We actually build plants that are here, rooted to the ground.
我哋喺地上边个根太过深，所以我哋唔能够过帐篷生活。
And our roots then are too deep into the ground, so that we cannot live a life of living in tents.
我哋唔单止呢啲，我有感情嘅事情。
Not only that, but there's also the issue about emotions.
今日如果神叫你嚟到喐嘅时候，你究竟能唔能够喐咧
？If God told you you need to move, will you be able to just go?
我哋嘅安全感唔单止喺呢啲手机嘅事情上边，我哋安全感仲喺我哋嘅四零一 K 嘅里边我退休金里边。
Our comfort zone, what we're comfortable with, is not just talking about the things that we talked about, the roots to this life. We put security in our 401k, on our in our retirement fund.
我哋將我哋嘅安全感放喺我哋嘅出租屋嘅裏邊，我哋嘅投資嘅裏邊。
We put our security into a rental property.
係啦，啊，呢各種各樣都係我將來嘅安全。
All those things, what do they serve? They serve to give us assurance of a future.
但有一日神話當呢啲事物要為我而喐嘅時候，你能唔能夠喐咧？
But what if God says, I'm going to remove those from you? Will you be able to go forward without them?
神話，如果呢啲事物，你能唔能夠將呢奉獻俾主？
If God asks for you to offer up those things to God, will you be able to take that step?
呢個喺我裏邊就好多計較，好多數口要計啦。
If that was what God wanted me to do, all of a sudden I have to make a lot of calculations, I have to do a lot of thinking about it.
亞伯蘭卻唔係如此嘅。
But Abraham was not that way.
因為佢嗰個睇見嗰個根基唔喺地上邊，但係天上邊嗰個有根基嘅城。
Why? Because his foundation was not rooted in this world. He was looking for the city with foundations, which is with the Lord.
跟住聖經冇講到幾多嘢，就第八節話佢去到呢個亞伯利中間，又起咗座壇，求告耶和華神嘅名。
The Bible doesn't going back. The Bible doesn't record very many events happening, but then it tells us that he moved as far as Bethel to a place where his tent had been.
點解叫求告耶和華嘅名係咩意思咧？
And then there he also called on the name of the Lord. Well, what does that mean? That he called on the name of the Lord.
我相信大家都試過嚇。
I'm sure that brothers and sisters are familiar with this.
真係叫做甜酸苦辣鹹啊，咩味道都有。當我哋呼求耶和華神嘅名嘅時候，我哋喺我哋身上邊話：哦，主啊！<笑>
We know what it feels like to have bitter sweet feelings. All sensations, right? We come to the Lord and we pray, Lord.
你有冇試過你就乜嘢都冇禱告，你裏邊你就啊主啊！
Have you ever come to the Lord and actually just prayed that? Not asking for anything, just to say, oh Lord. That's it.
你裏邊你個感覺，好多時我裏邊，哎呀，我犯咗罪，主啊，赦免我。
More often we come and say, Lord, I've sinned, forgive me.
主啊，我喺呢件事情上面做錯咗，主啊。
Oh Lord, I did wrong when it came to this, forgive me.
啲細路仔俾我咁頭痛，搞到我頭都大曬，主啊。
Oh Lord, help me because my kids are just driving up the wall, help me.
啊，我嚟咗神面前感恩啊，主啊！
We come and give thanks to the Lord. Lord, thank you.
所以去到主面前，你要求呼求耶和华神嘅名嘅时候，佢里边各有各种各样，喺好似我身上边都系咁样。So
when we think about coming to call upon the name of the Lord, it can be something that's sweet. It could be something that's bitter. It's everything. It's all mushed together.
但呢度佢讲出一个好紧要嘅光景。But
here it tells us of a very important circumstance.
喺呢个段比较安全嘅日子，无论有事情好发生好，冇事情发生好，亚伯拉罕仍然喺基督嘅里边。It
tells us that for Abraham, it didn't matter that nothing was going on. It wasn't anything bad. Nothing good was going on. But still, what was in his heart was just coming before the Lord.
我呢个人最大难处，有难处我就嚟揾主，冇难处嘅时候就揾自己。For
us, what trips us up is, we only go to the Lord whenever we have problems. Whenever we don't have problems, we stay within ourselves.
但亞伯蘭佢唔係咁，雖然呢中間冇講發生咩事，佢一平安安舒日子嘅裏邊，佢冇離開神。But
that's not the case of Abraham as is recorded here. There was nothing going on. Everything was at peace. But where was his heart?
或者喺嗰個地方啊，佢仍喺迦南人嘅地方。 啊！佢需要每一日嚟到多多嘅嚟依靠主。He
was, after all, still in Canaan, you might say, and so he would have to come before the Lord and ask the Lord for protection every single day.
佢喺嗰度將自己再一次交託俾主。But
maybe, but at the very least, we realize that he did commit himself to the Lord daily.
啊！好多人就啱啱信主嘅時候，好火熱，起咗第一座壇。Now,
many people, once they accept the salvation of the Lord, they're fervent in their heart, and so they're able to build that first altar.
但慢慢呢个火就熄灭咗啦。But
that fervency will wane sooner or later.
当神祝福佢嘅时候，佢就忘记咗神。
And even when the Lord blesses him, he might forgot that he might have forgotten about the Lord.
他就从来没有第二座坛。
Never would he have the second altar that he would
build.
That in times of rest, in times of calm and peace, that they would still offer up an altar, come before God.
在第二座坛祭坛之后，我发觉亚伯兰就落咗埃及，那个地方有饥荒。
Now, after that second altar was built, we see the events happening where, because of the famine, Abraham picked up his family and moved down to Egypt.
这个迦南地既然是神叫他来的，怎么会有饥荒？
Now, think about it. Canaan was the place where God was, had brought him. It was the place where he was supposed to be. Why would there be a famine in that place?
所以我们很晓得这个饥荒呢,
So we can deduce that the famine did not just happen by accident.
乃是神给他的试炼。But
rather, it was a test that God has brought to him.
应当有饥荒，他应该留在迦南地来求告神。With
the famine, Abraham should have stayed in Canaan and inquired of God.
但闭在隔离有一个罗德。But
unfortunately, who was with him? Lot was with him at that time.
罗德从来没有祭坛。
Lot was never a man of the altar.
咁咪就扯住呢个阿叔大叔点啊，牛又冇得食，阿叔点啊，羊又冇得食，今日饿死两只，今日饿死三只。咁阿伯兰呢，俾佢拉下拉下，心都软晒，冇办法，咪落人嘅方法就去哀求啦。So
Lot was there. He sees his flock dying. He sees none of his crops growing. So he comes to his uncle. Oh, Abraham, uncle. We just have more of our cattle die. Oh, uncle, there's no crop. What are we going to do? Come on, what are we going to do? We can't just stay here.
在这个试炼的时候，亚伯拉罕失败了。And
in this hour of testing, Abraham failed.
所以就回到我们详细不讲，神将他救出来，在这个地方神伸手将他救出来。But
so he failed. We're not going to go into details about it. But ultimately, then God had to extend his hand and take Abraham out from that circumstance.
因为当亚伯兰被神清除出，他又翻去这个第二次筑坛的地方。
What happened after God lifted Abraham up from that circumstance, that dire circumstance? It says that Abraham went back to where he had constructed the altar in the first place.
就是第二个祭坛的地方。
A place where he had constructed the second altar.
他在哪里跌倒，他在哪里重新再起来。
At the place where he fell, that's the place where he came back and brought himself to the Lord.
我们从来人的属灵光景呢，冇得三级跳。
In our spiritual walk, there is never a three-step jump.
并且你睇见所有祭坛嘅地方啦，都系喺迦南地。
We see that all of the altars that Abraham built, they were all in the land of Canaan.
当你个地位唔对嘅时候呢，神唔同我哋讲话。
Whenever we have a misstep and our position before God is wrong, God will not speak to you.
在当日我们就看见神的坛只是在迦南地里设立。We
see that the altar of God was only constructed and was placed in the land of Canaan.
主耶稣在约翰福音里边跟那个妇人，跟这个井旁的妇人讲话的时候。
When in the Gospel of John, when Jesus spoke to the widow by the well,
你敬拜神不再在那个山，也都不在那个山上。He
told her, the worship of God is no longer in that mountain or that mountain.
那是你要按着心灵和诚实去敬拜他。
That we worship God in truth, in spirit and truth.
所以我来到主的面前的时候，在今日来讲，我的灵必须要对。
So today, when we come before the Lord, our spirit must be correct.
人里边有好多嘅诡诈。There's
a lot of schemes in our hearts.
可能我哋口讲嘅嘢都系对嘅。Maybe
the words that come out from you sound right.
都系属灵嘅话嚟。They're
all spiritual words.
但呢个灵唔对嘅话呢？But
if that spirit is not right.
呢个敬拜唔算得数。Then
the worship is not acceptable.
这个不是神所要的敬拜。This
is not the worship that God desires.
并且这个圈圈必须是在真理的里面。And
we must be within the scope of truth.
所以我们看见在当日，你坛就在迦南地。 今日我就喺灵里边，喺真理里边嚟到与主嚟到敬拜，同佢有交通。
That's why in those days the altar must remain within the land of Canaan. Today it is our spirit that our spirit must maintain a line of communication with God.
啊，然之后咧，跟住咧就讲到亚伯兰同罗德嚟到分开。
And then the Bible goes on to tell us about the event of Lot separating himself from Abram.
啊，因为属地嘅人一定会离开。
Men, the things of this world, including people, must be separated from us.
啊，当亚伯兰同阿罗德嚟分开嘅时候，呢、这个罗德咧就睇见，哇，呢、这个啊摩押呢个嘅全地嘅时候，觉得好漂亮，好吓，索多玛、俄摩拉嘅地方。
At that time, when it was time to separate, Lot was given a choice, and he looked through and looked at the environment that was around him. He saw the pastures that were there in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he thought that they were good.
你知一个啊基督徒里边咧都有好多爱世界基督徒。
Now, within Christianity, many Christians love the things of this world.
有时同佢倾啊，同佢讲话咧，啊属灵嘅嘢佢就唔识讲啊。
Now, when you engage in conversation with those type of Christians, you can speak about spiritual things, but the conversation will go nowhere.
啊，但你讲属地嘅嘢咧，哇，好犀利嘅，边度平，边度靓，边度叻，乜嘢都知道晒。
But once you talk about other things besides spiritual things, then the conversation is sparked, and they'll tell you what's cheap, what's best, what's good.
啊，罗德就一个咁样样嘅人。
And that was Lot.
佢系个见过世面、见过世界嘅人。
He was a man of this world.
啊，佢去过埃及。
He's been to Egypt.
啊，出过国噶。
He's been. That means he's not just domesticated. He's been out in the world.
啊，见过世面，哇！尼罗河咁富庶，而家睇见索多玛和摩拉嘅平原，好似呢个埃及咁样样，梗系要嗰个地方。
He's seen the riches of the world. He's seen the riches of Egypt. And now, when he looks at the land around him and around Sodom and Gomorrah, he says, "That is a good land, just like Egypt."
我点会好似亚伯拉罕我叔咁傻？要嗰个事件去饥荒啊！神同我讲俾你个地方，佢点闹饥荒嘅？我点解会要啊
？Why would I be so stupid like my uncle? He came to stay in Shechem, a place where there's a famine. Well, I'm not going to make that dumb mistake.
圣经记载呢个亚伯兰咧就住喺啊呢个山上边，喺呢个罗德佢就要平原。
It tells us, the Bible tells us that Lot chose the land of the plain. There was just a valley where there was good land, but Abram stayed in the mountain range places.
因为佢心感觉呢个更加近天啊。
Why? Why did Abraham choose the mountains instead of the plains? Because in Abraham, his heart says, I'm closer to God here.
啊，喺山上边住确有好多难处。
Sure, there are many difficulties living in the mountains.
哈，点解？点知当罗德走咗之后咧，神又向亚伯拉罕嚟显现啊。
But just as it happens, as soon as Lot left Abram, God appeared to Abram again.
啊，佢话亚伯兰，你向东西南北观看，啊，你睇见嘅都系你嘅。
And what did God say? He says, look around you. Everywhere you look, east, north, west, and south, every place that you see, that's the land that I'm going to give to you.
罗德走宝，因为神冇喺罗德度嘅时候，神冇向亚伯兰咁讲。
Lot missed the boat because when Lot was with Abraham, God never came down and told them that I'm going to give you all these land.
啊，罗德系个贪心嘅人，怕佢听咗咁讲，佢话罗德真系唔走啊。
If Lot had heard that because he was so greedy, he would have stuck with Abraham through thick and thin.
啊，所以咧，佢圣人根据喺呢件事情之后咧，佢就喺希伯伦呢度啊筑咗一座塔。
But here, after this incident, then the Bible records that Abram built another altar in Hebron.
我哋就知道咧，其实咧啊，当我哋嚟到跟住睇落去嘅时候咧，我哋知道神嗰个心啊喺希伯伦啊多过喺示剑呢个地方。
喺
雅各嘅历史你就知道啦。
If you look at the history of Isaac, you realize that God's heart was focused more on Hebron than God's heart was on Shechem.
Jacob, 你睇
Jacob, sorry. When you look at the history of Jacob, that's what we see.
希望大家查到时候你特别留心吓。
As we come to that point, for those who are in Bible study, please pay attention to that particular point.
以后呢个大卫喺希伯伦嘅地方嚟到做王。
It was in Hebron that David will establish his kingdom.
希伯伦属灵嘅意思咧，系代表交通嘅意思。
What is the definition of Hebron? Hebron is defined. The definition is communication or fellowship.
頭先咧講漏咗，伯特利咧就係神嘅家啊，神嘅殿嘅意思。
Oh, we going back one step. Bethel, the name Bethel, it refers to the house of God. The definition is the house of God.
喺啊呢個啊伯特利啊同埋艾中間，佢建咗第二座壇。
There was between Bethel and Ai that Abram built his second altar.
大家記得喺歷史嘅後邊，艾城發生咗咩嘅事情
？Brothers and sisters might recall, historically speaking, what had happened at the city of Ai.
啊，當佢哋攻打艾城嘅時候，啊亞光喺度犯罪嚇。
You remember that was Achan, how the Israelites went to battle or to fight against Ai, and it was at that particular battle, after that battle, that Achan had sinned against God.
啊，艾咧唔係一個咩好嘅地方。
Now Ai is not a great place.
啊，艾個俗語意思咧係一堆亂，一堆嘅亂。
Ai, the definition is a heap or a it's a heap.
啊，但係咧，伯特利咧就係神嘅家，神嘅殿。
But here.Bethel is defined as the house of God.
啊，喺神嘅殿咧，必须一块一块石头整整齐齐嘅，唔系一堆乱堆。
To build the house of God, it requires construction piece by piece. You cannot just have a heap of material.
啊，有咗神嘅殿，我哋就进入交通嘅里边。
But once you have the temple of God constructed, now you can enter into fellowship with God.
啊，今日我哋就话我哋喺。啊！呢、这個啊啊啊身體嘅裏邊，我哋進入呢個交通。
And you, so today we are and we've already entered into the family of God, and within the family, then we can have fellowship.
我哋就嚟到希伯倫。
So now we are able to come to Hebron.
啊！你睇唔見身體，你就唔能夠進入交通。
If you do not value the body, then you can never enter into full fellowship.
啊，因為你唔單止與啊神有交通，你都與啊弟兄姊妹嚟有交通。
Because our fellowship is not just with God and ourselves, our fellowship is also with brothers and sisters within the household of God.
啊，並且我哋唔係喺飲茶裏邊講飲茶嘅事情，可以叫交通係屬靈嘅交通。
And fellowship is not just the things that we talk about when we go out to the tea houses and we're passing the time. It's spiritual fellowship.
啊，所有屬地嘅人必須要離開。
So those.Men of this world, of this secular world, they have no place in that fellowship.
啊，所以罗德必须要离开。
That's why Lot had to leave.
啊，亚伯兰先能够嚟到呢个啊希伯伦呢度筑呢一座坛。
Only then that was Abraham able to go to Hebron and build that altar.
因为亚伯兰喺嗰阵时，佢嘅心思，佢再唔系靠住呢个罗德。
So because at that time Abraham's heart was no longer torn.By Lot,
啊，佢唔再谂住当我老咗点算咧？啊，又冇老人院，嗰阵时佢又未有仔女，嗰日拿住罗德系嘛？而家佢嘅心就喺撒神嗰度。
Remember, actually, he clung on to Lot too. Why? Because at that time he didn't have any offsprings. He and there was no such thing as a senior housing center for him to go to after he gets old. So he clung on to Lot before he had his children.
啊，但而家佢唯一嘅依靠就系神嘅自己。
But now, without Lot.Being there, his only sole reliance is on God.
佢再一次将自己交托俾一位大出唔意嘅神。
So he can only entrust himself to that one in the one being that would be God who had brought him escape and safety.
好多事情跟住嚟要发生。
Many things happen thereafter.
啊，神最后俾呢个亚伯拉罕一个嘅啊人生嘅测试啊。
Then once again, God brought a time of testing for Abram.
啊，对亚伯拉罕讲，带住你个独生子以撒啊，到摩利亚山上边，将献为燔祭。
And he told him to bring his son Isaac, the promised one, up to the mountain of Moriah, to offer his son as a sacrifice.
献做燔祭，即系渣都冇噶喎。
To be a burnt offering.That means that his son was to be burned to ashes.
如果你对亚伯拉罕讲话，亚伯拉罕你将自己献为燔祭，我谂亚伯拉罕仲更加乐意多啲吓。
If God had told Abraham, Abraham, you go offer up yourself and put yourself on the altar and you become the burnt offering, I'm sure that Abraham would much rather have done that than to offer up his son.
但亚伯兰一啲都冇怀疑神。
But Abraham never doubted God.
虽然喺佢思想里边佢谂唔通
Even though in his mind he couldn't figure it out, it doesn't make sense. Because God had told him that his line, his descendants came from Isaac.
现在又说要将这个以撒献为燔祭, but,
but now God told him that he was to offer up Isaac as a burnt offering, and so there was a contradiction.
怎样能够死了,然后又能够生儿子出来呢?
How could he die and then give life to my descendants or my line?
所以亚伯兰相信这个地步,希伯来书告诉我们,他信神还能够叫以撒从死里面复活。
But here we get a clue from Hebrews. Hebrews tells us that Abram had faith that God would resurrect or give life to Isaac.
叫他能够从死里面活过来,
that he would be able to bring Isaac, resurrect Isaac from the dead.
所以呢,他去这个竹坛之前呢, 他离开那个老仆人的时候, 他跟老仆人说, 我们去那里拜一拜神, 我们就回来了, 留心圣经这么说。
If you take note of the conversation that Abraham had with his old servant just prior to this, Abraham told him, we will go and make an offering to God, and then we will return. Referring to him and the old servant.
所以他从来没有怀疑过这个以撒不会翻生的。
So there was never a doubt in his mind that somehow Isaac would not be resurrected.
所以当他在山上边就在坛上要举这个刀来插他的时候,
so when it came time for him to raise the knife to kill Isaac,
天上边就声跟他讲, 不要,
it was then that a voice came from the heavens speaking directly to him and says, do not harm the child.
在耶和华山上边必有预备,
that God has made preparation in the mountains.
神在那里预备了一只公羊,
and what did God prepare? He prepared a male goat.
今天我们这个人对自己很多保留,
today we reserve a lot of things for ourselves.
我们很多东西不舍得,
a lot of things we don't want to be away from. We don't want to be separated from.
我们觉得如果我们将这些各样的事物、事情、感情各方面献上的时候呢,
we think that if we offer up all these things, including our emotions, our ties, our possessions,
这些是不合理的,
that it doesn't make sense.
是不可能的,
it's not possible for me to do that.
是有冲突的,
that there's a contradiction.
怎么办呢?
What am I going to do?
但亚伯拉罕一点都不怀疑,
but Abraham never doubted for a moment.
他就将自己,其实呢,千生的牛,万生的羊都是他,
God created heaven and earth. God created all the cattle that were on the mountain. God created the mountains.
为什么神什么都不要,要他的儿子?
Why would God specifically say that God wanted his son's life?
神所要的不是他的儿子,
no, God didn't want his son's life.
神所要的就是亚伯拉罕自己,
God wanted Abraham himself.
因为这个是他的命根,
because Abraham had all of his hopes tied to Isaac.
今天神在我们身上都是要做一个这样的功夫,
and today God wants to do the same thing for us.
这个不是讲道理,
now, this is not about logic.
这个乃是神在我们身上所作的第四座的祭坛,
this is the fourth altar that must be offered up before God.
有一个弟兄,这个我很熟悉的故事,
a very familiar story to us concerns a brother in the Lord. He came to pray before God.
神临到他,
and God did not answer him.
因为在他里面有一个小房间的锁匙, 他没给过神,
because in his heart, there was a key, a small key to a small room in his heart that he was unwilling to offer to God.
他在他心房里面很多锁匙,他都愿意给神,
there are so many keys to the many, many rooms and doors that are in his heart that he was more than willing to give up to God.
连那个房,这个罗德的房,他都可以交出去,
he was able to give up that key to his lot.
这个以实玛利的房间,他都能够交出去,
he was willing to give up the key of his descendant to God.
但以撒这个房间,他不能够交出去,
but this one small room, which was the same as this room of Isaac, This brother was not willing to give up.
他一定要將呢個保留佢嘅隱私，保留佢喺嗰個裏邊。
He wanted to keep it for himself. He wanted to protect it for himself.
但神就同佢講。
But God said to him,
If I'm not the God of all, I'm not your God at all. 就係話，如果我唔係你嘅神，如果我唔係所有事物嘅神，我就唔能夠作你嘅神。
So if God said to him, If I'm not the God of all, then I'm not your God at all.
今日我哋就好多事物，有啲人甚至连第一次嘅奉献，有啲人可能佢唔系最尾个房间，佢个房间都未俾个主嘅。Some
people it might not come down to that very last room, maybe it's the first room that God wants you to give up, and you're not even willing to give up the very first room.
唔好讲到最尾嗰个房仔吓。
Never mind about that inner sanctum, that last room.
但有好多人就找住最尾嘅呢个房间。
But some people just hold on to just one last thing, that one last room.
所以我以神嘅慈悲嚟劝你哋。
So I implore you by the mercy of God.
我应当将身体献上。
Offer yourselves up as a living sacrifice.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
系圣洁嘅。
It's holy.
系神所喜悦嘅。
It's acceptable to God.
我哋如此侍奉，乃理所当然嘅。
It is an acceptable spiritual service of worship.
愿我哋用呢啲说话彼此嚟到相劝。
May these words mutually edify.
我哋嚟到唱一首诗歌嘛。
Let's sing together. Sing a hymn together.
311首。
Hymn 311.
都归耶稣。
Hymn 311 is Lord. No, 311 all for Jesus. We'll sing all six stanzas.
请司琴同我弹最尾嗰句，我哋唱。
We'll ask our pianist to play the very last line of hymn 311, and then we'll begin.
For Jesus, all my being's ransom cars, all my thoughts and words and doings, all my days and all my hours. Oh, for Jesus, all my days and all my hours. Oh, for Jesus, all my days and all my hours. All for Jesus, 'tis the longing of my heart. For His love constrains and hastens me to give Him every part. All for Jesus, all for Him to want to pass. All for Jesus, all my days and all my hours. All for Jesus, all for Him to sanctify my whole body, soul, and spirit, all I have until I die. All for Jesus, all my days and all my hours. All for Jesus, all my days and all my hours. Let my hands perform His will. Let my feet run in His ways. Let my eyes see Jesus only. Let my lips be for His praise. All for Jesus, all my days and all my hours. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my days and all my hours.
我愿意将自己做一次奉献俾主啊！我想请大家起立啊！我有准备一个咁嘅心。
We desire to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. So I would invite for brothers and sisters to stand, and then we will sing the last two stanzas, stanzas 5 and 6 together.
Since my eyes were fixed on Jesus, I've lost sight of all beside. So enchained my spirit's vision.Looking at the crucified. All for Jesus, all for Jesus. All my days and all my hours. All for Jesus, all for Jesus. All my days and all my hours. Oh, what wonder, how amazing. Jesus, glorious King of Kings.Saints who call me his beloved, let me rest beneath his wings. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my days and all my hours. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my days and all my hours.
我当中愿意将自己做一次奉献给主的，愿意我都带我有一点祷告。
We ask those who have a heart to want to consecrate yourself to the Lord, please lead us in prayer out loud. Dear Lord, we indeed give thanks to you for your life that you've given to us. Lord, we may not know very much of what to do or what to say, but your words have moved us, more so your love has constrained us. So Lord, we desire to offer ourselves back to you. Lord, take us as, just as we are. Whatever it is that's before us, Lord, we don't know, but we trust in you.For you are alive and a living God. And so, Lord, we commit ourselves back to you once again. May you do with us as you please. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 主，我实在在你面前有承认，哦，主，我们是一个十分小信的人。哦，主，我们里面，主，有十分多的东西我们要找住。主，我们不觉得，哦，这位神是有预备的神。哦，主，因此我将我冇办法将自己嚟献上，我主啊，你用着主啊，你自己嘅话，主啊，叫我里面你有被主嚟更新，我主啊，真系冇奉献过嘅，主啊，你真系俾我哋思考，主啊，我哋应当如何嚟奉献我自己，我主啊，当我睇见将我主喺十字架上边嚟钉死嘅时候，我将我嘅心都被融化，我主啊，我哋还有啲咩嘢先能够讲话系我哋嘅自己，我主啊，真系巴不得主啊，我哋更。对世界的看法因着我们的奉献你要传言你要辨识。主啊让我们开到水深之处。主啊踏出这个信心的这一步。主啊带领我们。哦、主啊叫主啊你我们愿意将自己交在、这位永生神的手里面。哦、主啊叫你来带领我们的一生。主啊无论我们的自己主啊我们的家人主啊我们的手主啊我们的财物主啊我们的时间。主啊叫我们都愿意交出来用让主来用。哦、主啊即是我们看见救我们脱离羡慕阿伯拉罕的人生。主啊带我们进入完全的地步。主啊救我们脱离道理。主啊带我们进入生命的当中。哦、主啊救我们脱离单单的祭坛。主啊带我们进入帐篷的生命的里面。哦、主啊愿意你藉着这些话祝你得着所有的荣耀敬拜。不单止这个时间来敬拜。主啊并且用着我的生命来敬拜主的自己。我祷告奉耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.